Despite all the criticism, the opposition of the Florida Chamber of Commerce, despite the opposing views of most of the editorial boards in the state, the Constitutional Revision Commission's work was universally affirmed by the voters. This Constitutional Revision Commission was the first in Florida history to have 100% of its recommended amendments passed by the voters. The only amendment that didn't pass was increasing the homestead exemption, and that was recommended by the legislature, not by the CRC. So I'm very pleased in general about the fate of the amendments, and I'm particularly pleased about the amendments that the amendment that I sponsored, the ethics amendment. It received the highest favorable vote total of any amendments.
I noticed that.
And I'm very pleased about the amendment which bans betting on dog races and the amendment that bans offshore oil drilling. Those three, I think, were personal victories for me because I was the prime sponsor of the ethics amendment, and I was a co-sponsor of the other two.
Is it your thought that the voters went in there with a good, healthy knowledge of what they were voting on and voted, you know, intelligently, or do you think that they were that maybe they were confused by some of what they saw, or what's your thoughts on
that? I'm sure there are some voters who were confused on Tuesday because Gillum got some votes. But, you know, almost all editorial boards in the state said that the proposed constitutional amendments could not be understood by the voters. That the voter, you know, basically editorial board said voters were too shallow or uninformed to figure out the proposed constitutional amendments. But the voters apparently were smart enough to read the simple language and to vote yes or no. And more than 60% of them voted yes on all the ones that we proposed. So I think it shows that voters can read and they can make their own decisions, and that the amendments that were proposed did come from a grassroots process of hearings all over the state, of, you know, hundreds of hours of public testimony. And I think that's why the amendments passed, because they came from the grassroots of our state. They were subject to a lot of public debate and discussion at the Constitutional Revision Commission. And the voters obviously felt that that these were important issues and issues worthy of their support. Contrary to what most of the media opined. You notice I say most of the media, most of the editorial boards, leaving out the benighted and, you know, absolutely prophetic view of the Northwest Florida Daily News. Because you guys were on the right side.
Okay.
At least in the amendments that I saw you online on.
Well, good to be on the right side.
That's
okay.
Right.
All right. Well, I talked to Don Brown today, and he says that that group, Save Our Constitution, is going to seek through legislation to do away with the CRC. Do you have any thoughts on that issue?
Well, the legislature can't do away with the CRC because the CRC is in the Constitution.
I see.
The only way the CRC could be done away with is if the voters do away with it.
By a constitutional amendment.
Yeah. I mean, Don Brown is my friend, and I like him a lot,
yeah.
But that's kind of being a poor sport to say, since we lost on every single one of the amendments, we just want to do away with the process of the people being able to bring forward amendments. See, the only other way that the Constitution could be amended is if you're a special interest that can raise millions of dollars to put, you know, to do a petition drive and convince two-thirds, or rather three-fifths of the legislature to put something on the ballot. The CRC is the only way that citizen can come up with an idea like the ethics amendment. To propose it and have it go through a publicly transparent process and then go on the ballot to see if the voters agree. But it's kind of poor sportsmanship to say, since we lost on every single amendment, let's just eliminate the way that average people can propose amendments to the Constitution.